When the Black Summer bushfires burnt last year, support came from everywhere, and it included a number of firefighters from around the world travelling to Australia to support on the front line, to give your local crews a help and a break. And although it hasn't been in the public eye as much this season, the international support has not stopped. In fact, if you live in Dubbo, have you noticed a few new faces as part of your community this summer? Canadian fire captain, firefighter Captain Rick Roberts and his crew, who have been flying a large air tanker, have spent their summer in Dubbo, but they're about to go home. Captain Roberts, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How has your summer in Dubbo been?
Well, for the most part, it's been pretty relaxing, which in our business, that's a good thing for you, our customers, and the fire industry in general.
Yeah. How long have you been out here, Rick?
We've got there's six of us out here. The mechanics who fix the airplanes, they came out last September. And myself and my partner, Rob, who I fly with, we've been here since October 20th.
Wow.
And there's a spare crew that came out at the end of October. So we've got six of us, and we've been away for just over 4 to 6 months.
How's that been, being so far from home?
Well, we're, you know, we have a tough time leaving home sometimes, but generally it's part of our business. We're used to doing this. And we've been well received here in Dubbo, and we enjoy the hospitality. And we've got all the necessities that we need to survive over here. And it's been generally pretty good.
I am, as you said, very pleased that it has been a much quieter summer for you in New South Wales compared to the summer that we had before. But this isn't your first time doing this job down under. Tell me where you've worked before.
Myself, I've been first time in New South Wales, myself and Rob, who I fly with. I've been down for parts of three seasons down in Victoria. We have another aircraft based in Avalon, so I was fortunate enough to get down there, but the aircraft that we're flying has been based in New South Wales for the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And as I say, this is my first year up in New South Wales, and it's been absolutely spectacular for our stay here this summer. The people here in Dubbo have been absolutely first class. The hospitality has been second to none, and we've been welcome pretty much everywhere we go, which makes our being away from home and our family much more pleasant.
I think being someone from overseas at the moment is a bit of an oddity in parts of regional New South Wales with the world the way it is, Rick.
Well, that's a great. We've one of the big differences, of course, being here in reference to the challenges of COVID. The crew and Conair and Field, they're very appreciative of the fact that you guys have had us here. You were able to support us getting here, and we commend your response to the COVID situation and the success that you've had with it. We've had some challenges back home, and when we leave here in the next week, we're going to have to go back home and face the challenges. We're a little bit behind where you guys are, but it's certainly welcome, and I say we appreciate your efforts with response to this COVID.
Tell me about the aircraft that you're responsible for, that you're in, Rick. What makes it special?
Well, the aircraft that we fly, it's an Avro RJ85. It's a newer model of what most people would know as a BAE-146. It was called the Whisper Jet. It was a short-range passenger aircraft. It was capable of taking off out of short strips. It can fly very heavy at low speeds, which makes it ideal to be a fire bomber. And it's been the company that I work for manufactured, built the tank for it. And we carry about 11,356 liters, which is about, do some math, about 12,000 kilograms of retardant. And our aircraft is called Hunter. I think you mentioned that. Yeah, so it's ideal because of its capability of flying at, we can carry the high weights and fly at very, very low speeds, which is ideal when we firebomb. The ideal speeds of firebombings are around 125 knots, and we can achieve that with this particular airplane, which is one of the reasons why it was chosen.
How much time have you had to spend in the air this summer?
Well, being that it was quite relaxing, a typical summer, to give your listeners an idea, the typical summer average would be about 100 to 125 hours. Last year, with all your fire activity, our air tanker flew about 350 hours.
Whoa.
And now you're going to make me feel guilty because we've only flown about 25, 26 hours this year.
So no, we celebrate that. We want a downtime for you, absolutely.
Well, we certainly celebrate it and are quite happy to be sitting on the ground. And the few flights that we have had, having a look around New South Wales, it's certainly greening up again. And all the burns that happened last year certainly looks like they're recovering pretty nicely.
Yeah. How different is it fighting fires here in Australia compared to, you know, the wildfires you might see back home?
Well, that's a great question. Typically, the our operating procedures are very, very similar. We have standard profiles that we follow. But the fire behavior here in Australia is quite different from BC. In BC, where we were from, British Columbia and Canada, the fires, the fuels, the forests are much thicker, more dense, and as opposed to down in Australia where the fuels are less dense and have lots of vulnerability to the air, to the wind.
Yep.
And so your fires down here might burn much faster and much hotter, in a sense, than we do down in that we have back home in BC. So it doesn't change our procedures so much, but it does change the strategies on how to fight them.
You're hearing,
so that's a big difference, yeah.
You're hearing from Captain Rick Roberts. He's a Canadian firefighter. He's been based in Dubbo for the summer and thankfully has had a much, much quieter summer than what we had this time last year. Do you take the aircraft home with you, Rick? Does it come with you? You bring it over, you take it back?
That's correct. So it's down here in our off season. And so fortunately for myself and Rob, we're actually taking the airlines back. The spare crew that we have down here, they're in Dubbo at the moment, and they will be taking the aircraft home. They leave, I believe, next Saturday. And there's a lot of hops. I believe they go from here up to Cairns. They're going to go to Guam, over to the Marshall Islands, to Majuro. From there, they cross to Hawaii and then over to North America back home.
Oh, sounds like a terrible trip.
Yeah. We don't want to let people in on our secrets. But no, it's actually, I've done it before. It's a great trip. There's a lot of water. It's a big ocean, but it's always fun to do the trip.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to about getting home?
Boy, oh boy, what am I looking forward to?
Good maple syrup.
Fishing. I'm going fishing this summer. I'm actually taking the summer off this year myself personally. So I'm looking forward to getting on the boat and going out and relaxing. I'm trying to retire myself, but rumor has it that I'm going to be back in Dubbo next November for your winter. So I'm going to enjoy my summer. The other fellows that are down here, they are all going to be working. They'll be flying this airplane and operating with it as it blends into our summer operation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know we've seen some pretty strange conditions in like parts of North America. California's had some fires over the winter months as well. How do you think about that when you're flying a jet over an aircraft over to the other side of the world to thankfully help us, but knowing that it's not going to be back home if something does happen, Rick?
Well, it's part of our industry, and when we started in this firebombing world, we knew that we weren't going to be working out of our home and our backyard as part of our commitment to the job. So we have a lot of support from the family as we do travel around the world. So we're good at making contingency plans. And normally our families, we would get them down to visit. But with COVID, we've become pretty good at Facebooking and doing WhatsApp video and stuff to stay in touch. My dog, who I miss extremely much, he doesn't understand how I can get inside a telephone or an iPhone. and an iPad, but nevertheless, we make up for the fact that we aren't at home, and we do keep in touch regularly with our families, which is awesome. So,
does the dog come with you fishing?
The dog is a big fan of the boat. Absolutely, he'll be with us, and my lovely girlfriend will be with me too.
It sounds like you've missed a pretty cold summer, winter back home, and not too hot for you out in Dubbo this summer as well. So it's been the perfect conditions for you to spend some time with us. Thank you so much for giving up that time at home to look after us and our communities, and happy travels home and stay safe, Rick.
Well, thanks for having us. On behalf of all our crew, we want to thank everybody here in Dubbo for taking good care of us and hospitality. We wish everybody a good winter, and we're looking forward to coming back and helping out with your bushfires for next year. All the very best.
We'll see you in November.
All right, you betcha.
Thanks, Rick. Captain Rick Roberts there, Canadian firefighter, piloting the Bomber 166, being based out of Dubbo all summer. Thankfully, as Rick was saying, only 25 flying hours this year compared to 350 flying hours last summer when the bushfires were so bad. It's nice to know that they're there, I think, but what a sacrifice to give up nearly 6 months being on the other side of the world, especially in the times that we live in at the moment.